Willie Creek, Crab Creek, Dampier Creek, all on the agenda when they're keeping track of Broome's resident crocs. And this past wet season has had some memorable moments for Yarrow Rangers. Luke Porotolano has been working to keep an eye on the big guys in our waterways and say there's only a few that have caused a little bit of a skirmish and trouble for Kimberley residents. He caught up with Hannah Barry and spoke about where they've been sighted and what they've been up to recently.
This year was actually pretty quiet. We didn't have many sightings. From our register, we had the two croc sightings that were confirmed. One was out at Crab Creek and the other at Willie Creek. But we've still been doing our regular spotlighting patrols in Dampier Creek and extended areas. We did get a few reports of crocs who were sort of had that stalking either vessels or, you know, people fishing off the beaches, coming up pretty close and, showing problem behaviour. And, that was one out of Willie Creek and, again, out of Crab Creek, just approaching vessels. And so we had to go and, try and remove them. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the one out of Willie Creek, but we did remove the croc out of Crab Creek. And that was probably our most recent one, was the one out of Crab Creek.
When was that?
That was the 10th of May. That was Monday, the 10th of May, last week.
Oh, super recently then. So he's been moved on now, the Crab Creek fella.
Yeah. So even though that Crab Creek croc was out of the croc risk mitigation area, it was still showing like aggressive behaviour coming up to the boats and sort of following them behind. And that's pretty, that's something that's pretty standard when there are any crocs that are showing that type of behaviour outside of our croc risk mitigation area. So one of the reports that we did get was out at Middle Lagoon, further north on the Dampier Peninsula, and that was showing that aggressive behaviour, stalking people coming up to the rocks where they're fishing off the beach. And we had to go out and have a look for him and do a night patrol out at Middle Lagoon, but weren't able to see it.
Have we got some, like, I suppose, hotspot locations or any new residents that maybe we should be aware of around the Broome area or Derby area?
Yeah, so the latest reports that we did get were from the 14th, 15th and 16th, which was just over the weekend, just past. They were all unconfirmed sightings, but they were all along from north of Cable Beach down to Riddell Beach and then down across around the bay into Demco. That's probably our biggest area of concern, are the crocs that move between Willie Creek and Dampier Creek. And we usually do see a few that come across Cable Beach and north of the rocks and around Gantian Point and into the bay. Yeah, so just coming into this time of the year as well, where we're getting a lot more people coming down and enjoying the beach and the sunsets and having a swim out of the, out in the Cable Beach, it poses a huge risk to the public. So, we want to make sure that we're responding to any report and make sure that we're following our procedures with signage and, patrols and follow-up patrols.
So this Cable Beach guy at the moment, we're not entirely sure if he is a legitimate sighting. Is that right?
Yeah, so that one was a unconfirmed sighting, but because of the amount of visitation we get along that stretch of coast, we decided to treat it as a confirmed sighting. Mm-hmm. So, working with the Shire Rangers, we put out our signs. Also asked the Shire Rangers to flip the sign panels that they have on their signs to say that there's a croc, and they also close the beaches.
Is there any message maybe to people who are maybe coming up from Perth for the first time and haven't been in, a situation where a crocodile is a possibility? What would be your message to those people?
Try not to be complacent. People visiting this region for the first time, it's easy to get swept away by the beautiful looks and the ocean. And this time of year, the water's really nice and cool. But crocodiles are a part of our natural environment. the CropWise messages that we are bringing out are that, you know, crocs are common in Kimberley waters. This is croc country. Crocs move around. They can be found in any waterway. Case in point, we found crocs in a clay pan that was almost 20 kilometres away from the coast behind Crab Creek. And crocs are deadly. They are dangerous, and attacks have happened. And fortunately, we haven't had any fatal ones. But, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, that stays the way it is. You know, we don't want any attacks happening in the Kimberley or anywhere else.
Yarra Ranger Luke Portolano speaking with Hannah Barry about various socks being moved about, where they've been sighted and what they've been up to as we head into the dry season.